prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 16 March 2021. We have got a guest on tonight that I've always enjoyed having on. I'll bring up in a minute. I know y'all know who DB Kidd is. And we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to let her share some of her information she put in the latest article. And we're going to have a take, and always take phone calls, you know that. But before we do that, a couple announcements. Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, our church services. Let's start at 10:30 Saturday morning, Eastern time. You can listen to it. And there are four different phone numbers that you can listen on if you want to call and listen. And I'll give those to you. If you want to call Lisa tomorrow and get them from her, you can. Or call me Thursday while I'm in the office, I'll give them to you. There are four different numbers. I won't take time to give them on the air. It takes too long. And if you do call those numbers, give them 30 seconds to connect. You may have punch a 1 also, but give them about 30 seconds to connect. There are four different numbers to listen to the Bible study on. And I think this week's Bible study is going to be a barn burner, I guess you say. I was given, I guess to me, a revelation this morning. Not because it wasn't in the Bible. I just hadn't caught it before. Just like I hadn't caught years ago when they showed me what Daniel 8:25 and the word peace means, that the beast or Antichrist would destroy many through peace. I thought it meant peace, just peace. But actually the word peace in that definition actually means false security and prosperity. Well, he showed me something today that just is enlightening to me, and I'll be sharing this coming Saturday in Bible study. You can watch us live if you want to. If you go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and find live stream, and there will be. You can listen to us and watch us on there. And I do believe you can also watch on Truth Be Told Radio Network. Truth Be Told Radio Network will be playing it also. You can find it on there. Now, folks, we're doing our best to reach all we can as fast as we can. We're running out of time. But what the Lord showed me today in His Word, the only thing come to my mind when I read it was, wow. Wow. No wonder we're so messed up as the so-called church in America today. So Saturday, she'll be sure and tune in 10:30. We'll have prayer time and some music Saturday morning. And then we'll go into Bible current events. And then we start about one, we start in Bible study. So we'll go from about 1 to 2 Bible study. I believe it is. I don't hold me to that. I look, see, you're 12 to 1. I don't remember. But you'll join us and you'll know what's going on here, because this lesson is going to enlighten you a lot of things. This last lesson I did on the 6th, by the way, I didn't advertise it much because I didn't realize people thought it was so great, because I thought it was good, but you know, I like to get other people's opinions. I've had several phone calls on this. It's a lesson entitled Revealing False Teachings, or False Doctrines, if you will. And in this lesson, I revealed who Cyrus Schofield was, where the rapture theory came from, and a whole lot more. as to how we've been fed false doctrine for so long. It's an hour-long DVD or CD. If you want a copy, it's $10 delivered to your door. And just let us know what you want, and you make copies of it, we don't care. But you'd be surprised when people still almost worship the Scofield Bible. The Bible itself isn't bad. It's a footnote in it that Scofield was paid to put in to deceive the church into many lies. And I did show that in the Bible study. False teachings, revealing false teachings. Again, DVD or CD, your choice. Call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa what you want, and just give, use credit card, debit card. We don't care. Or write to us, whatever you want to do. And, of course, we're still offering a two-for-one special on REM Sleep and Tranquil. And the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary we offer through the ministry here. Again, that book is indispensable for Bible study or for homeschooling. Its regular price is $95. We have it right now for $79.95, $80, if you will. Save $15 while they last. It'll go through till we go through what's left in our storeroom here, probably through in the month, and what that's going to have to come to an end because we got those as a special deal. So delivered to your door for $79.95. The copy of the original Noah Webster Dictionary, the dictionary that really was written for us in the English language. And folks, I cannot emphasize strongly enough how important this is for your study, your children's study. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed. You just call same number, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'll get that to you as soon as possible, okay? Now, we're going to go to our guest, Miss D.V. Kidd. D.V. has been in the circuit for quite a while. She's been all over the radio and written several books. The first time I read one of her articles, and this has been years ago, I never heard of her before. And I read it on the air, and an article impressed me that much, I read it on my radio show. And if somebody called in and said, well, that's, you know, D.V. Kidd, you know, is a well-known writer, and finally I was able to find her and get on the broadcast. That's been a long time ago. We go back a few years. And it's good to have her back tonight. D.V., are you there?
I'm here.
It is good to have you. And by the way, there's a saying, I read one of your articles, the first time I think I discovered your writings, on the air one night, and was tickled pink to what you'd written. And I didn't know D.V., I didn't know D.V. is a male or female name, but I was impressed with who you were. And I want to tell you what, I appreciate your steadfastness. You have been plugging along. No matter what, you don't quit. And I admire you for that. I really do. It takes a lot of courage and strength and tenacity to hang in sometimes, doesn't it?
Going on 31 years full time.
Wow. Well, you're not that old yet. You must start with
spoken
5 years
like
old.
A true gentleman.
Well, anyway, it's good to have you, sweetheart. And I mean that. It really is. I'm always tickled to have you on the broadcast. And I know that you've been covering a lot of issues, but the one you want to cover tonight that's in your latest article, and folks, you'll find our articles on newswithviews.com. You'll find my articles on there also. I write for the same news online newspaper. Newswithviews.com. Type in DVDEVVY Kidd, KIDD. Read our last article. And it's concerning states' rights and actually I think more states' duties to stand against what's going on. But D.V., I'm going to let you take over now and share what you got on your mind tonight and just speak what the Lord gives you. Go ahead.
Well, actually, the easiest way to get to my columns is just go to my website, which is my name, DV.com, Delta Edward Victor Yankee, DV.com. And you'll see News with Views and just click on it. It goes right to my archive so you don't have to look up anything. But
Before going further, are you ex-military?
No. Well, my late husband was.
Okay, that's where you got it from. I wasn't sure. All right, go ahead.
After the election was stolen from President-elect Trump, and he is President-elect because he did not concede, and cheater China Joe and that ineligible skank, Kamala Harris, they are not president and vice president.
Why don't you tell us what you really mean? Go ahead. Wow. Go ahead.
Well, it's a family show, so I'm keeping it clean. But every time I hear the Biden administration, I just ignore it simply because they stole the election. The evidence is overwhelming. But now what do we do? Well, I started my series on January the 18th about the states must act now. And there is four parts to the states' rights. And part one gives an introduction into nullification. Nullification has a rich history for our country. And it revolves around the 10th Amendment, because those men of wisdom who wrote the Constitution fully understood what happens when power goes to people's heads, you know, dictators, they turn into dictators and everything. But the 10th Amendment was very specific, and the duties or what Congress can and cannot do is Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. That primarily deals with external issues. Everything else under the 10th Amendment is internal issues. So, these executive, and part two starts dealing with these slew of executive orders that this dementia-addled Biden, career criminal Biden, and what the states can do. And they really don't need to file lawsuits, because look what happened with the Supreme Court. They absolutely kicked Biden in the teeth by refusing to hear any of the cases, as did the other judges in the other states. So we have to put the heat on our state legislatures. Now, here in Texas, what happened with this allowing biological males to participate in female sports before the ink was even dry from this criminal imposter Biden, our Attorney General Paxton filed a lawsuit, but he really, and he was, Montana followed almost immediately, and then North Dakota. But they really don't have to file lawsuits. They simply ignore these executive orders from him. The states are not. There's very few things that they're required, like the Clean Air Act. That is something I don't think anybody has a problem with. But these executive orders have become a way to circumvent the Constitution. And it's up to the state legislatures to step in and say, no, we're not going to do it. Now, part three was also on the 10th Amendment and some other issues, and the 17th Amendment that was never ratified. But the good part is that when H.R. 1, and I'm sure you've talked about this, this is the grab by the communists and socialists in Congress to nationalize the elections. Well, our group, our Howard County GOP Club, which I joined almost 2 years ago now, to try to pass on to them what I know, because these are good people. They're average people concerned with what's going on. They want to help, you know, make a difference. They want, you know, to, you know, fight back. But unless you know the things that we know, you end up chasing your tail. So that's why I joined, and I'm glad that I did, because they're just wonderful people. But I explained to them the problem, you know, with H.R. 1. And so our club put together, well, I wrote the letter to the our attorney general, our lieutenant governor, our governor, and key senators and House members. And we all signed it. Our whole club signed it, and we sent it off and brought up the fact that these executive orders, 99% of them, have no teeth whatsoever. They're just simply fantasy on the part of this criminal imposter out there in the White House. And that the states do not have to comply. And I included a case, a Supreme Court case. It is the strongest case. It's called Prinz versus the United States. We're defending the rights of the states to fight, you know, stand up against the government. So thankfully, our state turned around and along with 19 other states on this H.R. 1. And West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, he also signed this letter.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it right now. And it is to Pelosi and McCarthy and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, the crooks out there, talking about the For the People Act of 2021, which is ridiculous. And in the letter, it pretty much says what I said in our letter to Paxton and these, you know, senators and representatives, is that the only thing that the federal government can make any laws about, never mind an executive order, is to set the date of federal elections, period. How the states run their elections is internal. Whether you're talking about mail-in ballots or you're talking about absentee ballots, whatever, that is the domain of the states. And the states do not have to comply with H.R. 1 simply because it violates the 10th Amendment. And in that, this letter from all of the 20, they actually cited the case that I cited, Prinz versus the United States, in our letter to Paxton. So that was encouraging. I'm sure they already knew about it, but in any event, the people's heat is being put on these state legislatures big time. Believe me, this states' right thing is catching on more than I could hope for. The other one is the 17th Amendment. Now, I've been on that since 1993. I proved in a court of law that it was not ratified by enough states. Absolute, concrete, physical evidence from the National Archives, from the California State Archives, and from the Wisconsin State Archives. I proved, period, that they were two states short. Then in 2002, 2008, and 2012, three states decided to ratify the 17th Amendment almost 100 years after it was allegedly ratified. Not very many people know that, but I actually found it out in my research.
Repeat that, Davey. Repeat that.
Hang on a second. To mute my mic so I could cough.
Okay.
There were three states, Maryland, Alabama, and Delaware. Out of the clear blue, and I forget which one was in 2002, I think it was Delaware, but the one in 2012, a friend of mine, Don Dwyer, was serving in the Maryland State Legislature at the time. So when I was researching this for my lawsuit, I called Don and I said, you guys voted on the 17th Amendment in 2012? He said, yeah. He said, how strange. One day, you know, we're handed this bill and we're getting ready. And he said, you know, we got to vote on this. And I thought to myself, that's because the move to abolish the 17th Amendment has gotten so big. But you see, they were two states short. So almost 100 years later, three states out of the blue conveniently decide to ratify that amendment. But that doesn't work. Because one of the other things I found in my research for my lawsuit was a United States Supreme Court decision. Oh, I forget the name of it now. Gloss. I think it's Gloss. Where the U.S. Supreme Court said, nah. You cannot drag this out forever. When an amendment is ratified to the U.S. Constitution, it is effective at the time that the votes are counted by the states. So that's not going to work for them, but it sent a big signal to me that they're very worried, because look what's happened. Look what in the 2020 election. Do you know that election, how much money was spent on that election? $14 billion was spent on the 2020 election. $718 million was spent buying 33 Senate seats for the U.S. Senate.
Wow.
Now, without the 17th Amendment, all that goes away, because the state legislatures appoint their two senators to send to Washington.
That's very
now,
true.
Yes, it is. And the Attorney General for the state of Arizona is begging their newly minted gun hater, Senator Kelly, begging him and the bisexual female senator, Samina, that they have, who comes to the Senate floor dressed like a hooker, begging them to vote against H.R. 1. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If the 17th Amendment wasn't there anymore, you wouldn't even be doing that because your legislature's Republican-controlled and it wouldn't be an issue. So it's very, very, it's very difficult to get a constitutional amendment passed, but it just depends on how bad you want it. And the 17th Amendment movement is way bigger than people know in this country. As a matter of fact, Ben Sasse, S-A-S-S-E, a Trump hater, who is the governor, U.S. Senator from Nebraska, in September of last year, he actually said that it's time to get rid of the 17th Amendment.
It figures. Well, you know, if people just, folks, write this down. If you take time to read the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17, you'll find that the federal government has no authority outside 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., to exercise full authority, I should say, and or forts or post offices where they have federal property set up. Other than that, the federal government is pretty much a mute factor when it comes to controlling states, but the states don't know that, and the people don't know that. Go ahead, Davey.
Well, some of them do, but they don't care. They simply just plow through because the American people are not putting the heat on their state houses. And sadly, you and I have seen this, and I know your listeners have seen this. The apathy out there is incredible. And voting for a single issue is also one of the biggest problems that we have. You have people voting on one issue. It doesn't matter how corrupt that senator might be or how corrupt that House member. They do not care as long as that member of Congress is pro-killing unborn babies. They don't care. They vote one issue. Sexual deviance, they vote one issue with political candidates. They don't care about the Constitution. They care nothing about it. They didn't care nothing about the vote, the election being stolen. Now, I do and have read comments by a lot of Democrats who voted for Trump, because Trump did not win the election in November with just Republicans and independents. He won with a lot of Democrats, and they were also cheated out of this election. But the dullards out there who voted for Biden, and I believe that some of them voted for him, knowing full well that he is mentally incapable of the job, did it only because they are waiting for Ho Harris to step in to the presidency, just because of the color of her skin. That
Very
I
true.
Believe.
Very true.
Yes. Oh, yes, a woman of color, first woman president. Boy, they're pushing that crap all over the place. It doesn't matter to them that she's constitutionally ineligible. They simply don't care. And they do not care about their children or their grandchildren's future. Look at this so-called COVID relief bill. $3.5 billion to one of Bill Gates's foundation things. 9% of the money is going for, quote, COVID relief. 9%. A great majority of it, almost $400 million, is simply laundering money back to blue states and cities that were already drowning in debt pre-March of 2020. So this is the way to pay them back for their loyalty and for getting the vote out for Biden.
And Dee, I want to say this. Do you want that $1.9 trillion worked out per taxpayer? Now, folks, listen to this. A lot of us are going to get $1,400 If you're married, $2,800, maybe a child credit if you have children. But that tax bill, that is what it is, it's taxed. The per taxpayer, that worked out to $41,870 per taxpayer that we now owe. I didn't get that kind of money coming in.
Yeah, and we owe what is being paid to illegal aliens.
Yes, we do.
They are also getting the $1,400 for a single, even if it's a terrorist who's smuggled across the border.
Absolutely. And inmates.
And a mass murderer, Dylan Roof.
Yep.
The whole thing is beyond disgusting. But you have a lot of desperate people out there who are, you know, the rent owed in New York City at this point in time that is owed to landlords is $1 billion. Landlords are owed rent in just New York City.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
The court, high court came back last week and said that the moratorium that was put against landlords is unconstitutional. So we are going to see the largest wave of evictions in the history of this country. It's already starting, but it will accelerate now that this decision has come down. And, you know, I've read comments about this under, you know, articles and, you know, those mean landlords and stuff. What people, they need to remember is that landlords, they also have payments to the bank.
That's true. They
for
have
the
pay
property.
The bills. Yes.
You know, they have to pay their bills also. And it's a terrible, terrible thing what happened to this country over this COVID thing. You know, but I feel so, I mean, my little sister is badly affected. When it hit California, she does fingernails in a salon. She was out of work for almost 6 months. Then they opened the county for 2 weeks. Then they shut her down. She lost 96% of her clients. She has 4 clients now out of 41.
Wow. Wow.
5 of them moved out of the state. They were wealthy people who have summer homes up in Lake Tahoe. They just finally said, the hell with you. Goodbye. And the other ones, let's see, I think 3 or 4 other ones moved to Florida, Arizona, and I forget the other state. So they just left California. They just said, we're not going to do this anymore. But, you know
even ABC News said, they admit this, ABC News said 400,000 businesses went under because of this COVID hoax. 400,000. Divide that by 50, that's a lot of businesses out in the per state. Hang on to the break, DV. Folks, back at the break. Give me comments, questions. You know where we are. 844-769-2944. Talking to DV Kidd. What a powerful guest. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back, and we're talking to D.V. Kidd tonight, and what a powerful lady this woman is. She's a little piece of dynamite. When she goes off, she goes off, and she's making a lot of good points tonight. If you want to call and talk to her, you can at 844-769-2944. Now's your chance. And if there's any hope to sow anything down this country, it's going to be on the state level, maybe the city level, but you've got to let the people know where you stand. Some states, including West Virginia, is saying enough is enough in some areas. They don't have to pass any laws, don't pass any bills. They just say, we're not going to obey. We're not going to do it. Well, that will lead to another war. So
no,
what?
No, it won't.
I don't think it will either.
You want me to give you a good example? Let me tell you what happened in the mid-90s out in Nye County, Nevada. Janet Reno sent her stormtroopers remember that? The feds were going to close down the road, these two roads that have been opened onto federal land forever. So she sends her stormtroopers, and who's standing there? The sheriff and the local patriots with their bulldozers. And you know what the stormtroopers did? They left. They said, okay, bye.
Yeah.
And they never came back.
Yep.
So
same thing happened to the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Well, same thing happened to the Bunny Ranch. Same thing there. But the point of this, and I don't like to say this, but if we have to stand and fight for what we believe, what are we going to pass on to our children? I mean, our children's children are going to curse us. We have a chance. They may not.
No, they have no chance unless the American people, at least enough of them, we're not the ravenous mobs out there who have their hands out, who do not understand the concept of self-reliance and independence, nor do they care or have any regard whatsoever of the sacrifices that were made so that we could be a free people. But if we reach enough Americans, but it takes time and it takes sacrifice. Now, in these columns, like I said, if you just go to DV.com and click on News with Views, it goes right there to my page. I'm looking at it. These states' rights articles, they all contain the letters that I composed and we sent for our GOP club addressing these things. And there's more coming up. You know, I live in West Texas. We got hit with that polar vortex. Thankfully, the Lord spared me and all of my friends. We didn't lose any power. My poor brother didn't have any water for 11 days, but at least he had power. We have the last couple, 3 years, we have started to enter into a mini ice age. There is no global warming or climate change baloney. And we have to get after these state legislatures to stop this funding this nonsense because it's a fat lie. This mini ice age is underway. And in the letter that I'm composing for our legislature, I'm going to give them three names. Now, these are physicists, and one's an astrophysicist. They've got resumes 50 miles long. These are And this one particular guy, he's over in Great Britain, and I hope our legislature flies him over here to testify. But he said the same thing that the other two who are trying to warn that the mini ice age is coming and what's going to happen to crops and stuff like that. But he says the same thing, that the sun controls the temperature of the oceans. The oceans control the climate. And that the CO2 baloney by these climate change cult zealots is a crock of bull, because humanity cannot live under this utopia that they think. And so if you want to become involved, I've done all of the work. You know, I'm writing these letters. All you have to do is tailor them to your state legislature. And my column that came out yesterday, the COVID shot, rising deaths, serious injuries, spontaneous miscarriages, and stillborns. There's two addendums to it. One is for Texas only, having to do, that was our first letter. And what we ask is our public health and safety committee here in Austin to, and we sent it to the Senate and the House, both the there's two chairwomen, and then two on each side, two very influential senators. Senator Charles Perry's great. But we asked them to open an investigation into whether or not the COVID virus actually exists. Now, the knee-jerk reaction is, well, of course it exists. People are dying all over the... No. We have to go and look at science here. Now, I'm like 100 million other people in this country a year ago. I didn't know what was going on. We're all told that this pandemic's going on and people are dying all over the place and oh my God and da 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 da. But then I started reading, and then about, and John Rappaport, he's been an investigative journalist almost 40 years. He started writing about the problem here, about this virus not actually being quantified. Now, everything on this earth, and this is all new to me. I mean, I have spent I don't know how many hours doing research on this. Science, it was not my strong suit in high school. I ended up flunking it, had to take summer school, which I had an option, and I chose to take public speaking instead of science again. But what I have, in a nutshell, what I found, and John was, you know, he always backs up everything. So one of the things we sent in our package on in the Addendum D is on the CDC's own website, on page 42 of one of their reports last year, they state that they do not have a isolates particle sample of this.
That's true.
Virus.
That's true.
But even though we don't have it, we want you to use the PCR test to detect it. Now,
and they're 94% inaccurate. 94%.
Well, that is because the PCR test does not test for a virus.
That's right.
The PCR test is what's called a manufacturing tool. And Kerry Mullins, I actually just watched another video of him this morning. He passed away in August of 2019. He won a Nobel Prize for discovering the PCR. And, you know, he talks about it in this old interview, that the PCR test simply creates more of something that it creates. So if you have a small amount of DNA, you can just take that and the PCR will duplicate it 10,000 times. It's not a diagnostic tool. So on the CDC's page where they say they don't have this specimen, but they want you to use the PCR test. Well, wait a minute. How do you recommend using this PCR test if you haven't isolated a purified isolates particle sample, number one? Number two, you're asking these doctors and laboratories to use a test that doesn't test for a virus, which is equivalent to a doctor telling his patient, Mr. Smith, I'm going to have you take, get you a diabetes test, but I want you to know that the test doesn't test for diabetes. That's exactly what's gone on with the CDC's gold standard PCR test.
And, so do, and our, how do you make a vaccine against a virus that you haven't identified yet?
It's yes, but it's not just them. Now, I found some research papers by doctors and stuff, and I included this. I'm the one who prepared all six packages. Each one was 31 pages. But it was important to print these things out as exhibits, because the Health and Safety Committee here, we don't have a science committee in our legislature, but this is what they deal with. They deal with medical issues and science issues, et cetera, et cetera. So there's these researchers, they ask all over the planet, do you have a purified isolates particles specimen? And all of them that they contacted said no. Even the preeminent Robert Koch Institute in Germany. Now, it was named after Robert Koch, who in 1884 was the one who invented how you identify a virus. Then I found the woman up in Canada who has, you know, another resume 10 miles long. She and her volunteers, not just in the United States, but in New Zealand and Australia, they ask under the equivalent of our Freedom of Information Act request, do you have a isolates particle specimen of this COVID-19? All 40 countries' health departments said no, they don't have one. So nobody has one. Now, the next question is, well, how can that be? Everybody's been studying this virus. Well, I can tell you exactly what happened. They all assumed a consensus. They all assumed that the CDC's specimen that was eventually given to them was an isolates particle specimen, when in fact that's not true. There is a reward of $225,000 to whoever can produce a purified isolates particle specimen. And so far, nobody's been able to do it. So now we have the question of, well, wait a minute. We locked down this country, or this, the United States. The powers that be utilized something called, let me go back to the lockdown. The lockdown idea came from a 16-year-old high school student at the time.
That's true.
Laura Glass, okay, based on no science whatsoever. It was picked there because her father worked at Scandia Labs. I used to date somebody who worked there, big hush-hush government labs out there in California. Okay, so it makes its way to Bush Jr., who's a dummy. And so now we've locked down the country. Now we also have to have social distancing, which is absolute nonsense. It's based on no science, and anybody looking at all the statistics, as phony and as manufactured as they are, it doesn't work, because many of the epidemiologists, and in fact, I'm waiting for a response for one in New York City. He's been an epidemiologist for 35 years, and I sent him the same package I sent to our state legislature, and I'm waiting for him to come back, because he was one of the first people to speak out against the lockdown and for herd immunity. But all the epidemiologists all around the world, they all said the same thing. Do not lock down your country. This is ridiculous. This is just a bad form of the flu. So we have the lockdown. Then we have the masks that over time have been extremely damaging to people's health. It is psychologically horribly damaging to children. It is also damaging to their brain. So all of this has been done to our country. So I'm looking at the clock here. So the purpose of this letter, the first one, it's Addendum D, was to ask respectfully, number one, we want you to conduct an investigation to find out who on this earth, starting with the CDC, has a quantified, purified isolates specimen. Okay, that's what we need. Second, we want a forensic audit of the number of actual deaths and cases. Now, ladies and gentlemen on the committee, the PCR test doesn't test for viruses, okay? So you have, you know, 5 million cases in the United States. No, you don't, because the test that was being used, oh, we have so many false positives, that's because it doesn't test for a virus. We also want to know, because we have proof that the death certificates have been manipulated for profit.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So this is what we ask, and dozens. We had dozens of signatures to attach to the letter. So that was that one. So my column on Monday about the rising deaths and the serious injuries and stuff, Addendum C is the second letter to the same committee informing them, here's the dates, and this comes from, what do you call it, database that the government has where you report deaths that are suspected to be vaccines. All right. Right now, we're up to almost 2,000 deaths. And of course, all of the VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S vaccine. It doesn't have anything to do with the vaccine. Now it's up to over 31,000 serious injuries because this is an experimental COVID mRNA. And never before has this mRNA, I get confused here, that has not been used before. It is not the way that it's done. Okay, this is something, but it is experimental. But using the mRNA is an entirely new, novel approach instead of using what they call conventional antibodies. Yes,
it is. It truly is.
It is.
Hey, let's try to squeeze in a quick. Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Let's squeeze a couple quick phone calls. And folks, I want to start something. I just happened to dial me last week. We're only on the air live 3 nights a week. I'd like for you, maybe I'll just call in one time a week if you don't mind. Give a new caller a chance to come in if you want to. But let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor. All right.
Hello.
I'll try one time a week.
Okay, appreciate it. I just haven't done
that. Might be a little difficult for me. But did you get a chance? Did you get a chance? How's Marcia first?
Okay, not completely better yet, but okay. Thanks for asking.
Good. Now, did you get a chance to watch the video I sent you from that vaccine PhD certified, worked for every one of the companies?
I've got to watch part of it. It's hard for me to watch a video that long because I don't get to sit still that long, but yeah, I've got to watch part of it. Very good.
Okay, let me give you the gist of this thing. He is saying stop the vaccine. The vaccine is... We know it changes our DNA, but it is also allowing this virus to strengthen. It is killing your immune system. If you take this shot, your immune system is going to die. This virus is going to strengthen and shed. It's going to get into other people. It's going to kill them, too. They have made a killing machine.
Okay, and I've heard that. Yes, I have. Yes, I've heard that. Any comments on that?
It is verified.
Oh.
This guy is not an anti-vacciner. This guy does vaccines for a living. He's an independent contractor. He goes everywhere. He works on vaccines, and he is saying, stop it. This is a killing machine. This will be unstoppable. If you don't stop, it will be unstoppable.
Okay.
There is no way to reverse what you have done to yourself if you have taken this shot.
And I've been told that by other doctors also, including Carrie Madej. Any comments on DV?
Yes. Once again, we don't know if this is a virus. There is no proof that it's a virus. Yes, a lot of people have died. But people die from very bad cases of the flu, especially when they have underlying health conditions. But this is what we ask in the letter yesterday that went off to our legislature, COVID shot, rising deaths, is telling them, you've got to stop the vaccines in the state of Texas. you know, at the time I wrote the column on Saturday, 10 other countries had already stopped it because of blood clots. But this is the...
It's up to 19 now, by the way.
Yeah. So that was the letter that went out yesterday to that committee, is that you have to stop the vaccines in this state.
All right. All right. Anything else very quickly on that?
What we have is a flu virus. We have a flu virus. This flu virus is being altered. Every 10 hours, this flu virus is changing. This is from an expert. This guy makes them for a living. He makes vaccines for a living. He said this vaccine is altering this every 10 hours.
Wow.
I watched that. I watched that video. And the other thing people need to know is that as far as your insurance goes, life insurance, because this is an experimental drug, it's not licensed.
Yep.
It's not FDA approved. It was approved only for emergency. Not telling people who take this vaccine that it is an experimental drug is a crime, number one. And number two, insurance companies don't pay out on experimental drugs. So you might want to check with, well, this is part of the big lie. And this is one of the things that Professor Dolores Cahill, and I included some stuff in my packages to the Health and Safety Committee. This woman's resume is 3 pages long. She is world-renowned microbiologist. She started warning in December. She said 3 to 6 months you're going to start to see the deaths really accelerate. Now, here we are 3 months later, and they're jumping by 200 to 300 per week since February.
That's amazing. That's
horrible.
It's amazing and scary. All right, thanks for calling. I got to jump, Jan. Good call, though. All right, let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch. Hey.
Hey, sir.
David.
Hello.
Okay, here's something. Has to do with this weather wars device. How many are aware of it?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we used on
weather manipulation.
Go ahead.
I am aware of the geoengineering in the weather, yes, but if you're going to refer to the polar vortex that hit Texas earlier this month, or last, is it this month? The time's going by so fast. Anyway, the United States was warned 8 days before it ever hit, before it ever came down. It was already in Canada. Polar vortex is not all that unusual, but the last time one came down to the Gulf of Mexico was 125 years ago. But the people of Texas were warned, and sadly, they did not listen, and they did not take precautions. Yes, it was horrible. I mean, here at my house, it was 3 degrees, and then it was 0 degrees. This simply does not happen. But I'm a prepper, so I was prepared. You know, I have my Coleman stove and my propane tanks and all of that stuff. Thankfully, I haven't had to use them. But yes, caller, I am very much aware of weather manipulation, but the polar vortex is we were warned about it. Just let me say that.
They just ignored it.
They didn't take it. The people responsible are ERCOT, and the second are the plant owners. Now, I wrote a column about this. You'll see it in my archives there, that the alternative energy industry, it cannot function without coal and natural gas, and that's the big scam of the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. You got to get later time. Mick, go ahead. We got just a couple minutes left. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, best way, listen for the airplanes. They fly at night or a certain time of the day. Because they've been flying planes, and they was flying planes right down here that time when all that, before that weather started. They were moving that weather toward us.
Okay.
And Texas, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know that they have moved storm before. Mick, that's a good point. I got to jump. Sorry, I ran out of time so fast. Devi, we're down about the last, about 3 minutes here. So I'm going to let you wrap it up and what you want to say.
Well, I want to say that I hope that you will, you know, that all of you out there will take the time to read these articles that I wrote on the state's rights. Do the letters. You know, all you have to do is copy and paste it into your Word and tailor it for whatever committee you have in your state legislature. Get your friends and family, people at work, get them to sign it and get it sent in, dealing with the 17th Amendment, dealing with the H.R. 1 that the states, you know, the 10th Amendment, and particularly my column yesterday on this vaccine. The states, they've got to stop the vaccines for now. And I'm not against vaccines. I had the last one I had, I was 5 years old. I'll be 72 in June. I don't need vaccines. I don't need a flu shot or pneumonia shot or anything else because I try, with the help of the Lord, to keep my immune system, which too many Americans don't. But this is something, this is what you can do to make a difference. This, you know, the primaries are 8.5 months from now. The November 2022 elections start with the primaries, because if you don't get rid of the incumbent, you're stuck in November. Critically important.
Well, you know, we you and I are about the same age. I'm 72 now. I'll be 73 in September. We watched a lot of things happen in our lifetime, DB. Long before we knew what was going on ourselves, we watched things happen and took in stride, perhaps, or didn't know any difference and thought everything was normal. But we look into the truth of what's happening. It's not hard to find the truth. People are willing to look at it and receive it. I can tell them, but I prefer to check it out for themselves. When you see the truth of what's happening, it should build a fire in you. It should make you want to stand and speak and do your best to stand against this tyranny and this pack of lies been fed to us from every point of angle, DV, from the public school system to the media, to the churches. We're being fed a bunch of lies, and that's all we've eaten on. You know, in the book of Isaiah, it talks about the priests feeding people vomit. And they thought it was real food. Well, we're getting the same thing today. We're getting vomit. And people are thinking, well, this is for real stuff. We got to trust government. And that's how we've been deceived. One little bit at a time, each generation gets a little dumber to the truth, a little more brainwashed. And that's what we're seeing here. So thank you for your courage to speak. You are a powerful lady, and I'm proud to know you.
Well, same here. And it's up to us. We have to be warriors, not weasels.
Amen. Amen. Very well put. And DV, I know you're out there every day in the battle. I know you are. I hear you on another broadcast. I hear you on the Jeff Wrench program every week, and I hear what you're into there and what you're saying. You've been out there swinging the sword a long time. Thanks
for
your steadfastness.
God bless everybody. Stay safe and stay well.
Thank you very much. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Just me and you tomorrow night. See you there.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.